tell anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. My body is your body, I won't tell anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. Go for it, yeah. So nobody's gonna get hurt. Don't move, cause nobody wants to get we'll pray for proof. I'm probably making this up. It's true, I'm probably making this up. Because my body is your body, I won't tell anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. My body is your body, I won't tell anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. Go for it, yeah. Is your body, I won't tell anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. My body is your body, and I'm not just anybody. If you wanna use my body, go for it, yeah. Go for it, yeah.
And hello, how is everyone? This is Tin Trains, and I should have got the manifesto up, but I haven't.
Oh, go on, can you get it off your head?
This is Tin Trains.
That's off on board.
Off on board with Bands on the Move, New and Old, to one-way journey to the next musical platform.
Wow, that's great, Rob. That's Thanks. Great.
Okay, we've got a new guest, first time on the show, Katie Rose.
Hi, guys.
What do we normally do? Name, Katie Rose. What do you study?
Medicine, of course.
And one interesting fact about yourself.
Oh, that's difficult.
Yeah, we didn't prepare this.
Interesting. Oh, I make a really good chocolate cake.
Wow, nice. She does.
Very good chocolate cake, I must say.
I don't
with
think
the beautiful
anyone.
Icing.
Yes.
And, wow.
Ganache that we learned yesterday from Raymond Blanc.
Yes.
Top
oh, we can
chef,
talk
guys.
About that later on.
Yeah, we can.
God, this is going to be a really show where I'm alienated about gardening and cooking and all this. I've got a lot of gigs to talk about this week, and I started with the We Are Scientists because I saw them last Sunday night doing a secret show at the Barfly, who they jumped on the headline slot ahead of the Chapman family, who we saw beforehand, who were just terrible. Just really the worst.
I've never listened to
them. Like, they started off okay, and then about 1 minute in, they just went and just stayed completely noisy for the whole show. We walked out for like 10 minutes.
But Edwin would have loved it.
I don't think Edwin would have loved it. It wasn't even that kind of noise. It was just like pure goth noise. And for the final song, the lead singer strangled himself with his mic cable. That's how morbid wow. the whole thing was.
Was the like entire crowd basically there just to see We Are Scientists?
I'd say 90% were. There were a couple of like weirdos there who were there for the Chapman family. And then We Are Scientists came on, and it was amazing seeing them in such a small venue. And the sound was really good, and they were hilarious. And they played a lot of new songs, which all sound pretty good, actually.
Have you seen their comedy show? They've got it on YouTube. It was for MTV, I think, but
no,
it's pretty good. It's something like, oh, get Steve his money. They're being chased by this mythical Steve character, and they're being forced to go to London to try and raise money. It's basically them just pitching ideas to different music executives, and every week getting shot down.
That sounds good. I want to see it. All right, let's play a song. Katie.
Okay, yeah, this is a bit different from We Are Scientists. It's by a guy called John Martin, who unfortunately died last year, quite prematurely. But this is a song that my dad used to play for me and sort of danced me to sleep in his arms when I was a baby. So it goes out to him.
the radio. I don't need
That was Fortet with
Angel Echoes. Yeah. Quite an eclectic start to the show, I think. We've had a bit of rock.
Definitely.
A bit of, what would you describe John Martin as, that song?
I don't know, like folky soul, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, and then we had some ambient electro from Fortet.
Yeah. I like that. I've never listened to them before. I'm getting an education whilst on the radio.
That's part of the fun of Tin Trains.
Yeah, as happens every week.
It does. Okay, so this is normally where we would have breakfast banter, but we didn't go for breakfast.
Yeah,
so
I don't eat breakfast.
So Giselle's going to tell us about...
I'm a girl.
Girls. Zoe certainly eats breakfast every morning.
Yeah,
followed by 11s, followed by her light snack, followed by lunch.
Yeah, you were just giving her some hassle for that before we left the house,
yeah.
As is your want in life.
Yeah, that is my role in life, to give Zoe hassle. But yeah.
Anyway, so since we haven't got breakfast to talk about, tell us about this binge eating thing.
Well, I was just watching random TV shows on the internet last night, and there's this program called Munchies, where they basically get a bunch of celebrities slashed with their with their chef friends and things. And the episode I watched last night was there's a restaurant in LA called Animal, but the two chefs there are massive food people. They love meat and all.
Yeah.
What they say their favourite food is just crap food. When they're not making stuff in their restaurant,
yeah,
they like going out for crap food. Like, they don't care for restaurant food. And they had a load of their celeb friends. So if they had Ethan Suplee from My Name Is Earl,
yeah,
the big fat one, as you can imagine for a program like this. Yeah, Randy. They had Aziz Ansari from lots of things.
Who looks like your housemate Neil?
Who looks like Neil? Who?
Really?
Rob has got a photo with Neil, and he's managed to convince several people that he's with Aziz Ansari.
I love it.
Yeah,
and a few of the different celebs and things. So basically, what they do is, instead of going out for a night binge drinking out on the town and going to different bars and stuff, they go to different random food places all night.
Sounds from like heaven.
From 8 till 3 in the morning or something, just hopping around. So they started at a sort of restaurant, and then they went to a Korean takeaway sort of place. Then they went to a taco stand. Then they went
it
to...
It sounds so good.
And that's all the time drinking and getting high as well, smoking weed. But
it's funny how they manage to keep it going, because they've just got the munchies.
Yeah.
As the name of the program suggests.
Okay,
but they just keep on going around to loads of different food things. And I decided I need to do that.
Yeah, me too.
I think...
Let's start.
I really want to start. I know.
I don't know if you'd have to pace yourself a lot. I mean, there's alcohol pacing. That's a whole nother level of pacing to fit that much food in.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't go for a big meal. You go for little
snacks at each.
Like at the taco store, I guess you just get a single taco.
Yeah. It's sort of tapas, but at numerous different places.
I think that sounds great.
I think I really want to.
Whose birthday's next?
It's no one's birthday for ages now.
Neil's.
That's bloody miles away.
I think we just do it anyway.
Charlie's.
Yeah.
Charlie's this week.
Wednesday.
Sending out a birthday message there.
And we'll blog about it.
Yeah.
Tintrainsblog.com.
It's going to be a good experience.
Okay, moving on to my next gig of the week, because I went to several this week. I saw Yeysayer at Heaven on Tuesday night, and I've never been to Heaven before. And the sound system there is amazing. The bass.
There's a gig I want to go to at Heaven soon. I can't remember.
Deer Hunter, maybe?
No, I can't remember.
Anyway.
That was the point.
Broken Social Scene.
Yeah,
sold out.
Oh.
So annoying. The bass is incredible, but you can still hear everything else, and it blew my mind. And it's a really cool venue. It's quite grimy, but quite urban.
And the toilets have some interesting literature in them.
Really, I haven't been to the toilet there.
Well,
it's all about the sound system.
Usually a gay bar.
Yeah,
true. Supporting Yeysayer with this band Javelin, who I've never heard of, but they were quite fun, kind of Animal Collective, dancey and very loud, and they had the weirdest videos going on the sides. I don't know, it's just a mashup of early 90s VCR recordings of tennis and garden
oh my God.
And things like that. It was weird. And then Yeysayer came on and they were really good, but I have to say I thought that the stuff from the new album was going to be the highlights, but actually all the stuff from the older album sounded much better to my ears.
Really?
Wait for the Summer was incredible. They finished with Sunrise, followed by 2080 in their encore, which is amazing. But they played pretty much all of the new album, except the one track I don't like, which was good.
Yeah.
And it was amazing all the way through. And I'd like to play something from the first album, but I've just realised that I haven't played anything from the new album on this show.
Sort it out, Rob.
Which is quite unfair, because it's one of my favourites of the year. So I'm going to play Rome from Odd Blood by Yeysayer.
Okay, so that was Sweet Dreams by Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, one of my favourite songs. Yes. Timeless classic.
Amazing. We should have done that at karaoke, if you were saying. Preceding that was Rome by Yeyse. We've had a couple of nice emails. One from Tom Allen, my nemesis. Being nice today, except he said Desal and I sound monotonous.
And so not really.
I'm sending
nice
a thank you, Tom. I'm glad you're enjoying my dulcet tones.
Indeed. And one from someone who's going by the name of Benjamin Button from New Zealand, where apparently Rob Hakimian is a household name.
Wow.
So, of course.
He's a household name in our flat.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Anyway.
He even has a patch of the garden.
We've got a bit of a rant to go on, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of hard to do a collective rant, but let's try and get this ball rolling.
It's not hard.
It's not hard? Well,
not with this topic.
Okay, we want to rant about the BBC in general, and mainly their decision to axe BBC Six Music and the Asian Network, but I've never really listened to the Asian Network.
What's particularly traumatic for me is that I only discovered BBC Radio 6 on the day that they decided to axe it, which...
this is my theory, awful. Because so many more people have started to listen to BBC Six Music since it's been announced. It's the whole Sabutio effect again, when they were going to scrap Sabutio, but so many people went up in outrage that they sold more than they've ever sold before.
Yeah.
Really? I've never heard that before.
Wow.
No, I never really liked Sabutio.
Yeah, no, it's all.
But the bigger problem with the whole BBC axing Radio 6 is that they pay the buffoon from up north. I'm from up north, so I'm allowed to say this. Yeah. Chris Moyles, £6.2 million for his 2.5 hours or 3 hours in the morning, and that Radio 6 doesn't even cost that much to run.
In a year, yeah.
And I just think they've got their priorities all
wrong.
They
have got their priorities all wrong. They're paying him far too much.
I just want to know what's going to happen to Adam and Joe. I love those guys.
I love loads of shows.
Yeah, I've come to like Lauren Laverne's show quite a lot as well.
It's a good sort of radio station just to start listening to, because whatever is on, it's going to be pretty decent, good music.
Definitely.
Indeed.
And BBC Radio 1 especially, they just bloody talk about shit. Sorry. Yes.
No, you can swear. I'll
shit. And, all the time, and they don't play any good music.
And you get the same song 5 times a day, which doesn't happen on Six Music at all. You can listen for 24 hours and not hear the same song twice.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
So please save Six Music.
I don't know how to save it, but you know.
Twitter's going to save it.
I was reading Twitter this morning, and Charlie Brooker this morning said, I was going to go out and buy a digital radio this morning, but then I realised they're axing BBC Six Music. What's the point? So, you know, all the digital radio manufacturers of the world should gather together behind this campaign as well.
Indeed. So email in with your opinions on BBC or Six Music or Radio 1 or our show, in fact, at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Oh, and we're looking for a dream.
Oh, yes, we are. studio@rarefm.co.uk. Rare plus your message to 6300. Or go to the website rarefm.co.uk and type in the message at the top, as many of you have been doing. And if you do that, leave a name, even if it's a fake one.
We like to personalise these comments.
Yes, we do. So, Desal, would you like to choose a song that might be typical, something that will be played on Six Music?
I think Six Music is quite an eclectic group of songs, and I think this show is quite an eclectic show, and usually the person who brings that to the show is Mr. Oliver Basu-Ray, who sadly isn't here today, so I'm going to dedicate this song to him. This is Twiggy Twiggy James Bond or something along those lines by Pizzicato 5.
ボリューム下げて私嘘みたいな声で し猫と一緒に3時間も待っていたのよ私猫と一緒に
and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of frosted delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be bricking with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole lot of breakfast you've got time for.
Super fast. Super fast, I couldn't last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true. You'll never do. Good night, those actors. Aluminum, a crucial firm. Aluminum, the sea is radioactive. The sea is radioactive.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go, many no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be bricking with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast, I couldn't last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true. You'll have a blue.
Over this bit. Well, that was Gorillaz with Super Fast Jellyfish. Graham Coxon emailed in saying he didn't like
it.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, a bit jealousy going on there.
We've been, I think now that BBC Six Music is shutting down, all the celebs are moving their attentions over here. We've had Gordon Brown, Graham Coxon, Richard Dawkins, Charlie Brooker, Adam and Joe,
James Cameron.
It's just the calibre of listeners we've come to expect, really.
Yeah.
I mean, once you're on, well, they've just got drawn here.
I don't know how to base.
We've finally got some sex appeal.
Yeah. Basically, so, guys.
Lissel, would you like to tell us about your track?
Well, that was Pizzicato 5 with, I do believe the song's called Twiggy Twiggy James Bond, essentially devoted to all the their favourite things about the 60s, I guess.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, the music is quite 60s based. And that is a Japanese song, which brings us on to our next item.
The Pop World Cup.
I am indeed the manager of Japan.
And I'm the manager of Denmark. This is on freakytrigger.co.uk, where they're running this Pop World Cup, which is something they do quite often. Essentially, managers, it's just like the same fixtures as they're going to have in the real World Cup in June, but instead of playing football, the managers choose a song from that country to field against another song, and people vote for which one they like more. And Asal and I both had our first matches this week.
How do you think they went, guys? Tell us.
They're still not matches. Over yet. Mine ends tonight. You can still vote on mine, freakytrigger.co.uk. We both had... we're in the same group. I had Holland, and I thought I was going to win, but I was a bit naive.
I was a bit naive
in my choice. I thought Pop World Cup, I'll pick Pop, which wasn't particularly interesting. And judging by the comments, that's not what people wanted. They want something interesting, just saccharine.
Yeah, people want Pop, but like good Pop. Like I think yours was too generic.
Yeah, and also Holland pulled a great track out of the bag, which completely took me by surprise.
That was a really good track they brought.
So it ends tonight. You can still vote.
Can you remember the name of the track, guys, or is that not?
Mine is Kemper for Kalingad or something.
From Sukershock.
Sukershock.
And the good track?
The Dutch one, I can't remember.
Julie Palin, apparently, is what people are.
I'm guessing like that's a similarity to our good old Lily, side of the pond.
Apparently, she's like the Dutch Lily Allen. Ah. So you can go on there and vote. I think I might scrape a draw, but it looks like I'm going to lose.
See, I don't know what to think with mine. Mine is also a very close match. I'm against Cameroon, which they're playing, they bust out quite a tune.
I don't really like their song. They're like meow.
Yeah, it's so called stupid. Le Cue de Chat or something like that. And actually, the words are meow, meow, meow. I think the first like 10 words are la 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 la.
You'd expect that more from Japan than from Cameroon.
Yeah, I am going to start busting. I'm going to have a bit of a weird song next.
You're not going to use Pizzicato.
They're going to be my last one
against me.
Maybe.
Oh, because the sound and I have to play each other in a month or so.
But no, the first half of the match definitely went Cameroon's way, but the second half is very much coming my way again, so I don't know, I might lose, I might draw.
Do you want to explain to the listeners how exactly the halves work? Do you play two different songs, or...?
No, it's not really halves, it's just over time, the first, first like 10 comments were all saying, oh, Cameroon's got this in the bag, and then the next 10 comments all said Japan's quite good.
The way they work it out is it's done on a vote, and the vote determines who wins and who loses, but the comments determine how many goals are scored and when the goals are scored.
Okay, sweet moves.
And yours is open till tomorrow night.
Yes, so get voting.
And also, our friend Chris Ambrose's first match, he's managing Brazil from tomorrow. How do you think he'll fare?
I think he's against North Korea, which might work in his favour, because I really don't think there's any sort of pop music scene in North Korea.
No. Anyway, would you like to play us a song now, Katie?
I would, yeah. I've gone for a bit of new but older from this band. It's off Maxime Park's first album. It's called Acrobat.
It lies stranded. It belongs to someone else. each other once. This can't be what you want, but you didn't have to demolish me. I don't remember losing sight of your needs. I don't remember losing sight of your needs.
I am not an acrobat. I cannot perform these tricks for
That was Franz Ferdinand with All My Friends, LCD Sound System cover.
That was amazing. I really liked it. The drumming was sick.
It was. I like it. But I don't know if I prefer that or the original song.
Probably the original. The piano in the original is just too classic. I had it as my ringtone for like months. That was also, well, not that version, but the original was the number one of 130 BPM songs of the decade, which you can still see if you go to 130bpm.com and click somewhere. It should be obvious. So, time for our one of our normal segments. Are you ready, Dasar?
I am ready.
Dream analysis with
Dasar. Oh, it's just the way it just pans at the end of it. It just serenades me.
Favourite part of the show, actually.
Welcome to Dream Analysis with Dasar. Today, Katie, are you going to tell us the dream?
Yeah, this is a dream, actually, sent in by Charlie, who happens to be my worst half. I won't play too big an accolade to him. Okay, so this is what he awoke and said to me this morning. So we're going to Paris for my birthday, which is truth, but he happened to be dreaming about it. Normalish dream. We got to Paris on a train, but then we were somewhere weird, and we were also very oddly with his elder sister and his dad on our romantic break, which disturbed me slightly. And anyway, we got to this train station in Paris. It wasn't the Gare du Nord or whatever the big train station is in Paris. It was some weird train station, and we got off our train and onto another carriage, and then the carriage was like a lift. So this train carriage just zooms up into the sky and joins a whole load of new train carriages in the sky as part of the Paris Metro. Okay, very odd. Then we get to Paris and we get off the metro thing, flying train, and his dad gets stuck on the train, so has to go all the way back. Then we have to wait for him for some time. And then to finish the dream, we're walking along through Paris, and then his eldest sister gets chatted up by two vicars with a load of school children on a bike. Now, I want to know what to make of this, because, you know, as someone I spend a lot of my time with, I don't need to know whether I'm worried, need to be worried.
Come on. Wow. Wow, that's quite the quite the dream. That almost that competes with Nick for, on dream levels. Well, first off, I'm going to say is you're going on a romantic journey, but these two outsiders are also with you, Charlie's dad and Charlie's older sister. Outsiders, some people who shouldn't be there, something that shouldn't be there in your relationship.
Oh, goodness.
I think maybe this is symbolising that. It's connection with his family. There's something that's always going to be in the way in your trip to Paris, maybe.
Oh,
or
maybe.
Charlie's fearing that there's going to be something in the way, something's going to prevent him from being truly attached to you on your trip to Paris. The next thing I'm going to say is, you're in this train carriage, but it's moves all around the sky, a bit like Futurama, I can see, almost.
Yeah.
So, you know, very futuristic. And Charlie's dad gets lost on something. Maybe that's Charlie's imagination saying, I want you to get lost. I don't want you to be here, this thing that's stopping me truly connecting with Katie. You know, maybe he's saying he wants to get lost, but the fact is, he goes back to try and find him. So, you know, maybe
blood is thicker.
Blood is thicker than water, is what he's trying to say. And maybe
it's a bit ominous to the relationship,
I think,
really.
It is a little ominous. And the chatted up by a vicar and some school children, that's just plain weird.
That's just unearthing sexual desires.
Yeah, I think essentially Charlie's got a bit of a thing for the religious man and maybe slight paedophilia, but we'll cut that out. So, yeah, Charlie essentially is a bit of a weirdo.
As
Wow, quite the revelations coming out there. How do you feel now, Katie?
I feel like Charlie and I need to have a conversation about his inner psyche.
I think you do.
So I'm slightly worried also that maybe he's got a thing for his sister and the guys on the vicar.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a thing for his family.
This is definitely not for 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
No.
So
let's move on.
Let's move on to my next gig review, which was on Thursday night at Scala. I went to see Shearwater, supported by David Thomas Broughton. So let's start off with the support act, David Thomas Broughton.
The legend, the man himself.
I think we talked about him when we saw him once before, way back, and maybe our first or second show ever. But basically, David Thomas Broughton comes on stage. It's just him and an acoustic guitar, and he starts playing like normal songs. And then he just... basically the whole thing just collapses, but it's like controlled collapse, and he just starts playing chords completely out of time, looping random noises, and somehow it all builds up into amazing songs. And it's also like comedy at the same time, because he keeps a straight face while singing ridiculous lyrics. And at one point, he even got out a couple of rape alarms just for general ambience and put them in his back pockets.
Was this the guy that we saw
Yes, yes, you saw him.
In UCL's very own union.
I was not a fan.
Chris, who saw him with us the first time, wasn't a fan either, but this time he was a huge fan of it. So, and when he came to put away the rape alarms, he had two, so he got one, and while he was putting one away, he kept the other one in his mouth and kind of sang through it. It was pretty amazing. And then for his final trick, for the last 5 minutes, the headline act Shearwater came on and stood at the back and just for the last 5 minutes while he was playing a song, just throughout it went, "You're a joke, joke, you're a joke, joke," and you could see them just all looking at the floor trying not to crack up, just trying to keep a straight face. So that was incredible. Like, it's one of the most unique live experiences.
Unique is the word to use.
Yeah. Definitely.
So if you ever get a chance to see David Thomas Broughton,
don't pay for it, but go.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it, but I would pay.
I think I'd quite like to see him again, because Chris was won over apparently by this one. As Chris said, he was on the right side of music and not music.
Yeah, because last time it was basically not much music and just.
But he's always on the right side of performance and non-performance.
Yes, yes, indeed. This whole thing is a performance, regardless of what it contains. He takes it seriously. Anyway, let's move on to the headline act, Shearwater. Third time I've seen them. Epic band. Like, I don't know. They were really tight, really loud. But the way they move from like loud to quiet so gracefully is amazing. They had like xylophones on stage. They're all multi-instrumentalists. The amount of times they all switched instruments was incredible. And if you ever get a chance to see them live, I would do so. Definitely. I'm not a huge fan of their new album, but this live, it just sounded amazing, like way better than on record. So thumbs up to them, and I'm going to play something from their new record now. This is my favorite track from it. It's called Black Eyes.
as famous as a place of movie scenes. Noise is always loud, there are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. Monkeys found down on Broadway. Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams. Baby, I'm from New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. The corner selling rock, preachers pray to God. And the gypsy cab takes me down from Harlem to the Brooklyn Bridge. Someone sleeps tonight with a hunger for more than an empty fridge. By any means, I got a pocket full of dreams. Baby, I'm from New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you. Big dreams all looking pretty. No place in the world that could compare. Put your lighters in the air, everybody say yeah.
And that was Empire State of My Mind by Alicia Keys. I'm sure lots of our listeners will have heard the version with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I chose this one because mainly I don't really like Jay-Z very much. And also I really, really like Alicia Keys on her own. But it, as Charlie, he's been mentioned a lot. It's yeah, a bit sad.
A bit too much.
Far too much. Said to me this morning, the thing is that in the Jay-Z version, it's like he's there in New York and he's loving it, whereas Alicia Keys is reflecting on her love for New York. And I think it's a beautiful song done just her way.
And it was a tough DJ choice to go for that one instead of the other one.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And onto the DJ thing. I've never been in a radio station before, and I've never seen all these amazing mixing desk things, and I've been sitting here, and it just occurred to me, because going back to the chocolate cake thing, I'm a real keen cook, and I sort of think that being a DJ is a bit like being a chef, and that only some people can make the exact alterations to all the different channels, and so that it comes out as a perfect song and just like a new sensory experience for the people that are listening, in a similar way that someone can add just the right amount of salt and pepper and just the right amount of herbs and spices in a cooking dish. And so I was just sort of sitting here, and just that analogy came to me. I thought I'd share it with everybody else, and I think DeSalle's got a sort of link in with a...
I think just to take that further, the sort of combination between music and food. We were watching the other day Raymond Blanc's chef tips, and he always talks about the song the food is making.
Yes,
you know, and he listens to his food. Oh, so you know he does both the radio and the DJ, chef. So yeah, he knows what he's doing, and that I have to say, everyone watch that except Rob, because I might be doing a few of his dishes for our Come Dine With Me.
Are we doing that?
I think we should.
All right. Well, where can people watch it?
on BBC iPlayer.
What's it called?
Just search Raymond Blanc.
Okay. And what do you think? What kind of food do you think would go with your next song?
What do I think I'd go with my next song?
Well, tell the listeners what your next song is first.
Well, my next song is Gobbledygook by Sigur Rós, and I think everyone should email in to tell me what the best food is to go with it. You can contact us at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text Rare plus your message to 6300, or go to the website www.rarefm.co.uk and type your message into the box.
So this is Gobbledygook by Sigur Rós.
Oh, dark of the way that saw him last. Look up in the photograph. Today he's gone away.
You can tell what speed it is.
Stereophonics with Local Boy in the Photograph,
a beautiful song, may I add.
Yeah, it was off their first album, which we've just been having a debate in the studio. I think it's a close run thing, but we think that might just be their best,
probably better than anything they brought out recently, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've had quite a lot of response on the What Food Goes With Gobbledygook by Sigur Rós. Firstly, Anonymous says if food goes with music, then Rare FM goes with a burnt pot noodle.
I think that was Nasty, whoever sent that, yeah. And I don't appreciate it.
Mike Afro says he's currently eating crumpets with honey and it goes well with that.
Oh, no, I can see that, yeah.
And Charlie says, go for a delicious salad of some kind, problems with lots of things, raw red onion, white fish, potatoes, and a kind of light aioli.
I see where he's coming from, the fish and the sort of that sort of... Because, you know, that sounds quite Icelandic, the sort of food he's talking about. Which, coincidentally, Sigur Rós are an Icelandic band.
See, for me, I went with chicken in some sort of spicy sauce and a pita bread. Maybe that's just what I want to eat.
You see, maybe, but you're going for a spicy sauce and he's talking about this sort of pickly sort of thing. Yeah. You know, something sharp, you know.
But you know what, I think the pickle is definitely coming from Raymond Blanc, to go back to him, from the fish that we saw yesterday.
Indeed.
Well...
check that shit out.
Yeah.
That's enough music. That's enough food. Let's go back to music. So let's move on to my fourth and final gig of the week, which was actually a festival yesterday at Union Chapel called Owl Parliament, second annual Owl Parliament. I actually won tickets for this through Twitter, which is pretty cool. I've never won anything before, so I got to go for free. And I've never been to Union Chapel before, and it was absolutely stunning, like inside, interior, just like a perfect shrine for music. And, okay, who did I see first? I saw Darren Heyman, who was quite good, quite funny. Talked about lesbians, you know, that always gets laughs. Next was a girl group called Blue Roses, who were kind of okay. They're kind of like Kate Bush rip-offs, nothing special. Then was Aidan Moffat, who used to be in Arab Strap, who Desol played a couple of weeks ago. And I'm a big fan of Malcolm Middleton, who was his partner in Arab Strap. And I've never heard Aidan Moffat before, but he was hilarious, and all his songs were pretty depressing. And I don't know what either of the instruments he played were called. So if you go to tintrainsblog.com, there's a couple pictures of Aidan Moffat from yesterday. If you can name either of the instruments he plays, then email in, because I'd like to know.
You'll win a special prize.
Yeah, you get your name right.
A big, sloppy kiss.
From?
It depends what sex you are.
Okay. Yeah, his songs were pretty depressing, and one of my favourite quotes is, alright, that's enough misery, this is a love song about a brain tumour.
Lovely.
Also, for his penultimate thing, he read a children's story that he'd written that was actually quite nice.
Oh.
It was quite an odd set, really. I guess it was really just poetry read over noise. Some of the best stuff he did was like looping harmonica and stuff like that. That was quite cool. And then we got onto the two headliners of the night. First was Phil Elverum of Mount Eerie and the Microphones fame, who just played an acoustic set, but it was absolutely spellbinding, and you could tell everyone was really into it, because at one of the songs ends with the lyrics, I listened closely and it says, and everyone was waiting for him to continue. For about 5 seconds it was silent, waiting for him to carry on. And then he goes, that's the end of the song. And everyone's like, oh, okay then. And he was amazing. Like, his voice is incredible. And even though his studio stuff is quite layered and stuff, even when it was stripped down to just his acoustic guitar, it was quite impressive. And then finally was Emmy the Great, who's quite popular. I've never really listened to her, but she was really good. And Darren Heyman came back on and did a cover of Fight for This Love by Cheryl Cole, which she'd grammatically corrected and cut out all the lyrics that she didn't like, which was quite good. So overall, it was a good day, and Union Chapel is one of the best venues in London, for sure. So I'm going to play...
It's perfect for that sort of music.
Yeah, The Antlers are playing there on Wednesday, which I'd really like to go to, but I don't have a ticket. But I'm going to see Coco Rosie there in May, which should be good.
Oh, I'm going to go see that as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway... I'm going to play a song by each of the headliners. This was Mount Eerie with Wind Speaks.
Staring, you say, I am not the one who put the bullet to the gun and made it bad. love your parents' roof I saw no star tonight. Only the black from whence you came and where they'll send you back again. And no blue black will keep your name from falling out of sight. And you could wage this war of one, and I am still the only one who will remember you when you are gone. But you said dead and sensitive that you don't want to share it. Say you look back in anger and it grows to me hysterically. Say I am not the one who put the bullet to the gun and made it there. And you said dead and sensitive to you. And you don't want to share. Oh, and all the things you talk about but never say to me. Things to talk about that I could say to you, like reading an Italian book from the 13th century is not that hard to do. Puts the blood into your skin and keeps it there. And you say dead is a sentiment that no one else will ever understand. And you say dead is a sentiment to you, but you are only just mine.
Emmy the Great with Dylan followed, I mean, preceded by Mount Eerie with Wind Speaks.
Quite a
dark song, not very radio friendly, a bit of a listener loser.
But we brought them back with the Emmy the Great song.
Yeah, much more upbeat.
Definitely. So now it's time for us to go. Thank you, Katie, for coming in.
It's a pleasure, Rob. I've really enjoyed it.
Finally happened.
Yeah.
So long.
You know what I realised, though? It was meant to be on the 25th show that I came in, and I was meant to have baked a cake, and I intended to bake us cakes, even though it wasn't the 25th show, and I forgot. I feel like I haven't shown my gratitude.
Maybe tonight.
I've had a lot of your cake recently.
Anyway. Yeah, that's Zoe's true. And that's why I kind of didn't make any, because we've had a bit of a cake overload at home.
Maybe we should make a cake for you.
Maybe.
Definitely not me. I can't cook at all. Definitely can't.
You should bake me some of those brownies.
Oh, God, no. A famous cinnamon flake brownies.
They sound quite nice when you describe them like that.
Yeah, but they're not.
Wow, we're talking about food again.
Again. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Rob.
It's okay. I kind of liked it. It's a nice change of pace.
It's true.
Now it's time to go, and I will finish with a song by who might be my favourite performance of the week, David Thomas Broughton. I don't know. Not musically, but definitely overall enjoyment. David Thomas Broughton was amazing. So we'll see you next week when maybe Ollie will be back. Who knows? I'll have to wait and see. This is Ever Rotating Sky.
Tapping and tisking in the corner, slowly cooking in the softness. To have glued my hand in place, slap my body into true definition. A fire turns inside my guts and my face, and my face screws up in delight. In delight. like the pieces they fall into the holes, like the flakes of skin in my mouth. Of life and the drowning shallows of death, the storm of the half sleep, the half sleeping storm, out of the blackness of incompletion, into the politics of inconsequence.